Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. In the morning, it'll be all over in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. And we pray that all is well. We pray that you are safe. We pray the covering of God over you by the blood of the Lamb. And we just thank God that you are here. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank you for being here today. Here at Voice of Truth, we will read you the Word of God. We will open the lines up for prayer. And at this time, the line is open for prayer if you need prayer. We ask that you only give your location, not your name. We just want to know where you're calling for us so that we'll know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. At this time, the line is open for prayer if you need prayer. Also here at Voice of Truth, we will also do a general prayer. Amen. We will always do a general prayer. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. We serve a mighty and an awesome God. He is worthy of all of our praises. We have to give him all the glory and all of the honor because he is worthy. Oh, my God, what an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that we could ever ask or think. What an awesome God we serve. He is awesome. I thank him for each and every day of my life. I thank him for what he has provided. I thank him for his love and his grace and his mercy. We thank him for his love and kindness. You know, we need to thank God. Even in this time of crisis, we need to be thanking God for what he has already done for us. God has already made a way for us, so we got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean onto our own understanding and acknowledge him in all our ways. We ought to praise the Lord. With all of our breath, we ought to praise him because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. If you need prayer at this time, if you would just press the 1 and we will bring you in for prayer. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful just to be alive, to be among the land of the living. I just thank God for his word. I thank God for Jesus. I don't know about you, but I thank God for Jesus. To God be all the glory. Amen. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to just open us up in prayer, in our general prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you that you are able to do a thing abundant of all that we could ever ask or think. Oh, God, we thank you right now and pray for peace in the land, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now, God, that people will come back to you, oh God. Those who have backslidden, those who have turned away, those who are not saved, those who are churchgoers, we pray right now, Father, that they will come unto the Father. We thank you right now that you are forgiving God, a God that saves. God, we thank you that you sent Jesus that we could live an abundant life here on earth. We thank you that you sent Jesus that our souls might be saved. We thank you, Lord, that you sent Jesus that we could be saved, that we could live. God, we give you all the praise and all of the glory. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you for his body that was broken for us. We thank you, God, that you are God that knows all things. This thing did not catch you by surprise. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to cover every listener under the sound of my voice and all those on the internet, all those that are on their phones or whatever device they are listening on, even now, Lord, I ask you to cover them from the top of the head to the soles of the feet under the blood of Jesus. I ask you to cover every house right now, Lord, that is under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover their homes right now under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I cover their home right now. Cover their property. Cover their children. Cover their ministry. Cover their marriage under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to do it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, I ask you right now, God, to help us as we go on this Christian journey, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Don't let us lose our faith, God, but help us, oh God. Oh God, I just pray that they will keep their faith, oh God, in these trying times, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you promised in the word that you will never forsake us, that you will never leave us, and even if all this stuff that is going on in the world, you have not forgotten about your church. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to stay focused on the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are our shepherd, God. And because you are our shepherd, we will not lack for nothing. God, we thank you that you have already made a way. Everything that we need in this season, in this hour, you have already supplied for us, even now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to see that you have already provided what we need. It's in the house. If we would just believe God, if we would keep the faith and just believe, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your word declares unto us, God, even though a thousand fall on our left side and 10,000 fall on our right hand, God, your word declares that it will not come now our dwelling. We stand on your word. We rely on your word, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, those that are full of fear and don't know what to do, I ask you right now, God, to give them a peace of mind right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're the peacemaker, God. Oh, God. I ask you to give them peace right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them know that they are not going to be lacking for anything. Oh, God, let them know that this is a time to draw near unto the Lord, to draw closer unto the Lord. It's time to draw to the Lord. Lord, we thank you right now. Help us to do it, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for your word that's coming forth, God. We thank you right now, God. Let us not just be a hearer of the word, but let us be a doer of the word. Let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that we may be led by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus in this hour, God. Oh, God, let us know that seasons change. For everything, there's a time and a season, and we must depend on you, we must trust in you, and we must just believe the word of the Lord. We got to believe the report of the Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, that it's already done. We thank you, God. We give you praise and honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We call it done according to thy holy word. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. The message today is going to come from Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Isaiah, the 35th chapter. And it's only 10 verses, and I'm just going to read all of the scriptures, the 10 verses. Amen. To God be the glory. And the word of God reads, "The wilderness and the solitary places shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. And it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. Carmen and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hand and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are fearful of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall water break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land spring of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lake shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, a highway, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wherefore men, through food shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any raven beast shall go up thereon. And it shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Our key scripture will be verse number 4. To them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Amen. To God be all the glory. The title of our message today is The Fearful Heart. Amen. The Fearful Heart. Here we have Isaiah talking about the fearful heart. In the Bible, it tells us that God does not give us a spirit of fear. But it tells us, do not fear. In the Bible, in other words, the only thing that you must do is conquer your fear. The heart reflection, and I am the author of the heart reflection. This is one of the devotionals that is within the heart reflection ebook, The Fearful Heart. And today we're going to talk about the fearful heart. As Isaiah tells him to be strong and do not fear. And I want to read you just a little part of the the daily devotion that's in the heart reflection. Amen. To God be the glory. The heart reflection is a daily devotional that you can read in the mornings, in the noon, and even in the evening time, in the hour. And it's a daily devotion that helps you to grow in the Lord. It's a daily devotion to give you comfort. It's a daily devotion that gives you peace. It's a daily devotion that encourage you every day. And you can take this devotion and you can start off every day with the Word of God. And then you can read your devotional, which is a very good devotional. It's easy for you to read for any age group, and it's easy to understand. It's something good to read in your quiet time. You know, a lot of times we need stuff to encourage us. We need stuff to uplift us. We need that will help us as we read the Word of God. But as I said earlier, and the part that I read earlier in the Bible, it tells us that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but tells us do not fear. In other words, the only thing that you and I have to conquer is our fears. And that's in the e-book. And I don't want to give it all away, so I want to encourage you to go back and purchase that e-book if you have not purchased it. Amen. It's only $2.99. But we're going to talk about the heart reflection, and we're going to talk about the fear of the heart. In my e-book, I talk about my fears and the fears that I had even as a child growing up. I had so many fears, and even in my adulthood, that fear, that spirit of fear, it just kind of followed me. And I had a fearful heart, and I have overcome that, and I thank God for that. I had fear so bad, y'all. My fear was so bad, and it started as a kid. And my mother, my God-given mother, the testimony, my God-given mother would give me, like, what they call back in the day, Easter speeches. And I was, in the very early years of my life, I was in the choir and trying to sing, and I couldn't do it. I had a spirit of fear. It was just like if I got up in front of anything to do anything in the church, especially in the church, I couldn't open my mouth. It was just like something had my tongue bound to the top of my mouth. And so because of that, and because I had that spirit of fear within me or attached to me, I couldn't do it. I was afraid to get before people. If I get somewhere, I would just be shaking like a leaf because I was so afraid. Well, you know, in this chapter, Isaiah is talking to the people. And he's telling the people, he like, if I can say it this way, don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid. In other words, don't let your heart be afraid. You know, a lot of times we do get fearful, and we're in a time now where fear is just rampant everywhere. You know, it's just everywhere. But I got a question for you. Are you afraid at this moment? And if you are, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? Where is your faith? Where did the fear come from? What's causing you to have a fearful heart? You know, the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. But when our hearts are filled, we don't have any faith. We have not guarded our heart. And our heart is so important in what we think and how we feel. It's in our heart that whatever within our heart will either make us have peace or it will either make us have fear. But if our heart is full of God's word, if our heart is filled with the knowledge of God, if we know Jesus for ourselves, then that fear would not be there. You know, the devil right now in this hour, he casting a lot of fear all over the land, so much so that people are shaking in their boots because they are afraid. Because The devil is very smart. The devil is very cunning. He will bring fear to you in ways you will not even think people will bring fear. He will speak it through somebody's mouth. He will operate, because he operates through fear. And when he operates through fear, it causes your heart or my heart to be fearful. If I allow that in my heart, if I don't guard my heart, the Bible said if we don't guard our heart, then everything that is within our heart, it'll flow out because we didn't guard it. We let everything in that we should not have let in. Some things you can't let in your heart. Some stuff you can't even listen to. You can't even get it in your mind. You can't even get it in your spirit. And you don't want it attached to your soul. You don't want it. You want to throw it away. You want to protect your ear gates and not let everything in, because the devil will come and he will cast all kind of fear. He'll tell you, especially in this season and the crisis that we are going through, in order for you to survive, in order for you to make it through or thrive in this time, you cannot accept fear. You cannot let your heart be fearful. You cannot allow the devil to come in through fear. And that's his goal, is to come in to kill, steal, destroy your faith by fear. He'll come, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your wife or your husband. You're going to lose your children to this world. You're about to lose your mind up in here, up in here, up in here. You're about to lose your mind. You're about to lose your house and your property. They're going to take it. You're about to lose your life. You're about to be sick. But don't we know that all sickness is not unto death? But if we know the word, we can stand up and speak the word of God. Because all these things, when they come into our hearts, they come to make our hearts fearful and afraid. We got to believe God's word. We are the people of God. So when we're the people of God and we're in the kingdom of God and we belong to Jesus, we cannot let in our lives. And people will do it. I tell you, I have seen so much in these last couple of weeks and just throughout my life, and this my life struggles, and seeing how people will bring stuff and say stuff and make you worry, make you can't sleep at night. You know, whether they save or unsaved, people sometimes will say stuff that will mess with your mind, and if you let it get in you, your heart will come fearful. You don't have to worry about what's going on in the world. You aren't in the world, but you must be informed. You got to know what's going on, but you don't need to care. Sometimes you got to step away from all this news. You got to step away from all of this stuff that's coming. Just the other day, somebody had sent something. It was on a YouTube video. And so the Spirit of the Lord said, listen to it. So I started listening to it. It started off all right. You know, sometimes the enemy give you a little truth. Then about at the end of it, I had kept listening to it. And I said, Lord, this thing trying to cast fear. And so it was trying to cast fear because I felt it in the atmosphere. I said, this thing trying to cast fear. I like, click. I got right out of it because I knew what it was trying to do. And we have to be very careful about what we listen to. We have to guard our heart so that our heart will not become fearful, because we don't want to open the door to let the enemy in. We got to stand on faith, because the word of God tells us, and I can paraphrase it, faith is right now. God is a right now God. So God has not given us a spirit of fear, and God has not changed. Thank God. And his word will not change. So we can stand on his word. We can rely on his word. And when we have perfect love, the love of God, the spirit of love, it casts it all off fear. That's why I can walk without fear. And even though fear has been cast towards me in many ways, I don't receive it. And I'm going to give a testimony. And this spirit of fear that came, and I had to be like Jesus. I don't know about y'all, But I had to be like Jesus. You know, the Word of God, when the Bible talks about how Satan had came to Jesus and he had tempted Jesus and all that, I had to be like Jesus. When this spirit of fear came, I had to begin to quote the Word of God. But I can only do that because I had it in my spirit. I came against that spirit of fear. I rebuked it and everything. I quoted the Word of God. Because you know what? You know what Jesus said? We can't live by bread alone, but we got to live by every word of God. We got to come from His Word. We got to know His Word in order to do that. That's why our heart gets filled when we ain't got no word. And we don't know the word, and we ain't got nothing to stand on. And we don't know Jesus. We got to know the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't worry about what's going to happen in this minute, the next second. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Because all of it will bring fear. Because the Word of God tells us, don't worry about these things. Because He knows what we have need of. And to be honest with you, you have what you need in your house. If you would just ask God, and He'll tell you where it is. If you do have to go out and all this stuff that's going on, make sure you cover yourself under the blood. Cover your house. Cover your children under the blood. You know, make sure that we're using common sense. This gives some knowledge and some understanding so we can apply some wisdom. So when God brings forth the Word of God, as though God brought forth the Word to Isaiah, who was a prophet of God, because the Bible says he was a prophet of God. So he brought forth the Word of God to encourage the people. Be strong. Don't be afraid. And today, that word applies to us today. Be strong. Don't be afraid. Because in other words, God is with you. In all of this, God is with you. Wherever you are, God is with you. So we got to believe the word of God and know that God is with us. God has given us all things that we need. Therefore, there's no option for your heart to be full of fear. And people are going to do it. You're going to hear it. You might just be walking back and somebody talking in a conversation, casting fear. You might be watching television. There comes something on the TV. You need to click out of it or go to another station. Because, see, I don't listen to the foolishness. I don't let that in my ear gate. I just don't. It's trash. I got to let it go. Because I have learned that I cannot allow fear to dwell in my heart. Because once I do that, then it's all kind of doors that the devil will come in. Or the enemy will come in and he'll set up house. And that's why some of them can't get no record. We don't allow them to come in to set up house. He's setting up house and they're laughing. But we got to get it right, y'all. We got to not allow the devil to ride. You know that song? Don't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let him ride. So we can't let him ride. Because if we let him ride, he's going to go too far. And then we're going to be afraid of something we ought not to be afraid of when God has promised us in the Word that He was going to take care of us. God is your helper. He is my helper. He is your strength, and He's your keeper. And He will not forsake you or leave you at no time. He's always there. If you know Jesus and you really believe, then everything is going to be all right. Everything was going to be all right. We got to stand, and we got to stand in God's word, and we cannot be afraid. Let not fear dwell in your heart. Don't be afraid, for God is with you, and He's standing there with you, and He's going before you. You do not have to fear. Fear is your worst enemy because it destroys your faith. Said earlier, faith is right now. No matter what you're going through, you got to have faith, even if you cannot see it. You got to have faith in this time. You got to follow the law of the land now. And some are not doing that. But we got to follow the law of the land. And I think I wrote that scripture down somewhere. Let's see, did I write it somewhere? I thought I wrote it down somewhere, that scripture. And it is Romans 13, 1 and 2. I think I even put this on my Facebook page. But hear the word of the Lord. He said, obey the government, for God is the one who has put it there. There is no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. So those who refuse to obey the law of the land are refusing to obey God, and punishment will follow. We got to be wise and not foolish. We got to be strong. We got to be not afraid. And don't let fear make your heart become fearful. We got to press on in this season. God has already made a way. You know, Jesus tells us, and he says in the word of God, peace be with us. He give us peace that the world does not give us. The world don't give you peace. That's why you see so much stuff and all this stuff on the news. Ain't giving you no peace. That's why he said in the word of God, Jesus said, why are you so afraid? How is it that you have no faith? And that's why he said, and I must say that what the word he said again, why are you so fearful? Why is your heart so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Because fear and faith don't work together. You either got faith, either you believe God or you don't believe God. Either you believe his report or you don't. Why have your heart become fearful? Why are you shaking in your boots? Where is your faith in God in this hour? Do not be afraid, but only believe. Do not fear, only believe the Lord. No matter how fear comes, believe God. Because he's able to keep us in all this. It didn't catch him by surprise. It didn't catch him by surprise. Fear not. Don't walk around with a fearful heart, because you know sometimes many people die from fear. Stress will kill you every time. You got to have confidence to know that God is with you in all things and with you in all things. And he will give you peace in these last and evil days. He will give you peace, and that's all. So he'll give you peace in the valley. He will open, if we would trust him, if we would open our Bible and hear some truth so we can stop hearing all these lies. If we would open our Bible and hear the truth of God's holy word. Because Jesus, he's the foundation of our faith. He's the root of our faith. And we got to stand in our faith. We got to look to the author and finisher of our faith. We got to look to the hill which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So our heart should not be fearful. So we got to believe God in all things, because when fear comes, it's not of God. It is not of God. You know, God will strengthen you. You know, he will keep you. He will make you strong. He will strengthen you. You know, Isaiah said, he will, in 3, he said, strengthen ye that a weakened hand, and comfort the feeble knee. God will strengthen you wherever you feeble at, wherever you need to be strengthened. He will strengthen you where you are weak. We got to believe God. He will open your eyes. He's going to open some of the blind eyes in this right here. He's going to open some of the blind eyes of people that's been walking in darkness. He's going to open the eyes of the blind that they may see the glorious light of God. He's going to open the ears of those that are deaf spiritually. He's going to open their ears so they may hear that they can draw unto the Lord. He's going to unstop their ears. Kind of like, you know, sometimes when you get a lot of wax in your ears and you can't hear, your ears may sometimes like a little wriggle sound, your ears may be climbing because you got all kind of wax in your ears. If your ears don't automatically drain it. But he's going to unstop the ears, those that are deaf that can't hear it. good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to make that lame walk and leap like a deer. Have you ever seen how a deer leaps over a fence? Hey, when they leap with grace. Hey, oh my God. Thank you, God. He is going to do some stuff in this season, and your heart must not be fearful. The tongue of the deaf, the dumb shall sing. God is going to break through some rivers of water. It's a dry place. It's a place that's been desolate. It's a place that's been forsaken. He's going to break open some water in some wilderness places in your life. And you're going to have an overflow of everything that you need if your heart don't become faithful. And in this stream, it'll be like a stream. Woo! Flowing like rivers of living water. But your heart must not be fearful. Oh, my goodness. Where the ground was dry and where the ground was parched from the heat and all kind of stuff was going on. It had become like a pool of water. And the thirst, the land, should spring up a fountain of water. My God. Oh, hallelujah. God is able to keep us if we would just believe and trust him. Even in this, we got to trust in it. We got to be living right. We cannot let our heart become fearful in this time. We cannot be afraid. The Bible says, and a highway shall be there and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. We got to be living in holiness. It said, no unclean thing. Oh, my God. You know what? God's word will always stand. And nothing else don't stand in this world. His word will always stand. His word never changes. This is hope. His word is hope. His word is faith. His word is truth. His word is alive. His word is sharper than two-edged sword. His word is what we need in this time, in this season. So we got everything else going on, but ain't no truth being preached. We got all kind of stuff going on, but we ain't even open our Bible to get the truth of God's word. We need the word. We need the word of God while we're still running, trying to get all kind of services, trying to get this and trying to get this. Why don't we come to God? Put down these out of God and get the truth. In our hearts and in our mind and our spirit. So we'll be able to stand in these last and evil days. And we got to stay, as Elder would say, on Highway 66. And we got to stay on the highway of holiness. Because he said in his word, we can't, no unclean thing ain't going to pass through it. We got to get it right. We're going to walk with Jesus. We got to walk with Jesus. This, and the word is that only the redeemed shall walk there. So the redeemed must say so. And it tells us even in this, and even after all this stuff go down, and what's going down, you know, in the world, what's going on? We see it's a whole lot of stuff going on in the world. But the Bible tells us we're not of the world. We're in it. But we're not of the world. We are children of God. You know, we got to be reminded that, you know, the church of God, we got to be reminded, let not your heart be fearful. And as Isaiah said, be strong and fear not. Be strong and fear not. We have to remember the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. We have to remember that when God sent forth the prophet to bring the message unto the people in the land, to bring them out of bondage. And when that prophet comes, when a prophet comes in your life with a message of God, then we have to receive it. Because Moses brought forth the message, even though the people was in the land. Let's look at it. The word of God is true for the people today, the house of God today. In the land, the Hebrews, the Israelites, when they were in the land, all of these plagues were going on, just like it is right now. We got this what they call it, pandemic. We got this thing going on, and it's affecting the whole world. But we are believers. We are the church of God. We are His houses. We are His. And we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Just as it was in the day of Moses the prophet, just as it was in those days, God is still going to take care of the church today. We must be strong and not be afraid. The children of Israel was in the land of Egypt when all those plagues came, and nothing happened to those that followed the instruction of the prophet. Nothing didn't happen to them. Not one thing happened to them. And we have to remember and not let our hearts get fearful. We got to remember that God is always with us, no matter what. We got to remember, and we got to not let fear in our hearts, but we must trust God, have faith in God, believe in His word, rely on God's word to keep us in these days. This is just the beginning of sorrows and woes, because the world is turned away from the living God. Woo! The message of the kingdom is God. It's not truly being preached. It's been watered down. Proud and boasters. The love of money, love of themselves. The love of men, and many have waxed cold in this world today. We got to get it right. We can't hide behind fears. We need to seek God for deliverance, whatever we're feeling at this moment. We need to seek God in His word. We got to seek God in His word. So when fear comes to make our hearts fearful, we got to face fear head on. We got to say, not today. I don't receive that. You know, and I know it'll come, because I tell you, when it came to me, first thing I do, I start quoting scriptures. Because I ain't receiving that. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to be obedient to the law of the land, as God has told me to do in the word, but I'm not going to live in fear, because I know God as a deliverer. I know God as a provider. I know God as my source. That's why I can tell the devil I'm well taken care of. I can tell my enemy I'm well taken care of, because I know who Jesus is. And see, a lot of us don't know Jesus. We know of Him, but we really don't know the man named Jesus. And we're running. We're running this fit, because we don't know. We're shaking in our boots. But, you know, when your heart is fearful, you can't get no rest. You can't sleep at night, because your heart has become fearful. And you don't want fear to fill your heart, because it'll make you walk in fear and not in faith. That's why the Bible says we got to live by what? Faith. We got to walk by faith. We got to talk by faith. We got to live by faith and not by sight. We got to live by the word of God. Be not afraid, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on to your own understanding, but trust God in His time. And when the enemy comes with that spirit of fear, you send it right on back where it came from. Don't let it in. Don't do it. Shut the door. Don't let him in. Shut the door. That's the door. Kick him out. Hey, hallelujah. Kick that devil out. Kick him out. Don't let people tell you that. I don't know. Because people will come with some foolishness now. Ooh, I don't know. Folks, that. Don't listen to that. Don't let that in your ear gate. Don't even meditate on it. Don't even think about it. Cast it back. Learn what to eat and what not to eat. Throw it away. Don't eat it. But we got to trust God in this season. And some of the things that we really, truly need to do to keep our heart from being fearful in this time, in this season, we need to meditate on God's word day and night. And now that we have that time now, aren't going to work, some are working at home or whatever the case may be, this is a time now that we ought to be drawing closer to God, drawing nearer to him. We ought to ask him, Lord, draw me nearer unto you. We need to seek the face of the Lord. We need to spend time in prayer with God. We need to apply the blood to ourselves and our families and our houses and our earthly possessions. We need to apply the blood of our ministry, our children. If you got a husband or a wife, you want to do that. You want to do that every day. You want to pray in the morning time. You want to pray in the noonday. And it don't have to be a long prayer. You need to pray in the morning, in the evening, and the noonday. You need to pray. And if you have a spiritual thing, pray in the spirit. Cover yourself under the blood before you leave your house. If you got to leave your house, if you got to leave your house, make sure you cover. And send the blood before you go. Stay in the presence of God. Worship and praise God. This is a time for people to draw closer to God. This is a time for us to get our life right. Let's get it right. And we got to stay prayed up. And we got to apply the blood as Moses had told the people of God, the Israelites or the Hebrews, he told them to apply the blood over the doorpost. On each side of your doorpost, apply the blood, and at the top, apply the blood of Jesus over every door and every window. Apply it over your children, apply it over your wife. If you got if you're married, apply it over your husband, apply it over everything. Because the Bible tells us, and even in Moses' day, as a prophet of God, he told them the instruction of what God said. And the thing got to pass over you if you apply the blood of Jesus. If you apply the blood of Jesus, it's going to pass over you. Remember that, you know, I know a lot of people are calling it an invisible enemy because you, and it really is, because you really don't know who got it, who got it. You don't never know who may have it. But you got to trust in God. You can't live your life that way. And so you got to get in a place with God in prayer. These are some things that I just listed that we need to do to keep our heart from being fearful, so that the thing that all this stuff that's coming, that we can be covered under the blood of Jesus. Just like God did for Moses and the prophet and the people in those days, God is still doing it today. God still has prophets today. He has prophets, male and female, and the women are prophetess. And they bring forth a word from the Lord. They bring forth the word of God, just as Isaiah brought forth the word of God to the people. He brought forth the word of God and told them, this is what God said. So we got to be of good courage, and we got to be strong, and we cannot fear, because God will strengthen our heart. Fear no evil, for God is with thee. Salvation belongs unto the Lord, and his blessing is upon his people, even in this troubled world, even with this pandemic. He is still with us. Do not let your heart be fearful, because he is with us. And, you know, I thank God for that, because, you know, many years ago, about 10 years ago, I might be saying a different story, because I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know him for the pardon of my sin. I didn't know Jesus. So, you know, a lot of things I was fearful of, because I didn't know him. I didn't know that perfect love of God. I didn't have that spirit. So I want to encourage you today. You don't know Jesus, and I want to give the invitation. I want to encourage you to come to Jesus. that you might know him, that you might be saved, that he will create in you a clean heart and give you a new spirit, but you have to come to him. You know, he is able to give you that peace in this world. He's able to give you a peaceful heart. And you can read about that, too, in the heart reflection. God will give you a heart of peace. Because everything that whatever we go through, whatever you're dealing with right now, it got something to do with your heart. In your heart, it's got something to do with in your heart. If you're fearful, fear is in your heart. If you hopeful, hope is in your heart. If you faithful, you got faith in your heart. If you got love, you got love in your heart. It's all connected to the heart. Whatever you allow to dwell in your heart, that's what's in your heart. So if you run instead and shaking in your boots, I want to give you the invitation to come to this man named Jesus that died that you might have peace in a troubled world. You know, his word said, let not your heart be troubled. Those, and I'm going to paraphrase, those that believe in him, don't let your heart be troubled. Because he can give you peace that the world cannot give you. The world ain't going to give you no peace. Only the man named Jesus can give you peace. The only person that can heal your heart, no matter what's going on in your life, is the man named Jesus. He can give you perfect peace, a heart that is peaceful, a heart that can rest, a heart that can have sweet sleep. Even in the midst of a storm. Today is the day that you ought to give your life to Christ. And if you are not saved, if you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose again just for me. Give me a heart of peace. Give me a peaceful heart. Created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. I need you to help me. Can't do this on my own. Lord, I repent of my sin, knowing or unknowing, unto me. I ask you to forgive me. I give you my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose again just for me. I believe that your body was broken for me. I believe that you shedded your blood for me. I believe it. And I give you my life this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that prayer, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. You can hit me up there on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. Amen. And let me know, hey, that was me. I gave my life to Christ today. Amen. And I will get with you and set up session with you and also with my leaders. Amen. Because we want you to get it. We want you to get all that God has promised to us in the Word. See, in order to get the benefit, then you got to know Jesus to get it. You got to know him for yourself. You know, I can't know him for you. Your mama can't know him for you. Your daddy can't. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know him for yourself. And I want to encourage you to do that. If you're a churchgoer or backslider and you said that prayer as well, I want to encourage you to hit me up on Facebook as well and leave me a message there. Amen. Like I said earlier, I get with my leaders. Amen. And we'll set up some session with you. Amen. And they will help you. Amen. Because I would not be where I am today if it had not been for the man and the woman of God. And I am so blessed. And I thank God every day for my leaders. I love you, Pastor. I love you, Apostle. I know that they're listening. I love them. Great leaders, man and woman of God. I call them a power team. Amen. I ain't never seen nothing like them. Amen. To God be the glory. You don't see those kind of leaders. They're very free. of them in the world today, but they are some good leaders, and I thank God every day. I said, Lord, you gave me the right leaders. I thank you, Jesus. That's why I can right now walk in faith and believe in God because of the leaders that God has given me. I ain't walking in no fear. But one thing about a prophet, she ain't worried about that. The pastor ain't worried about that. Because they know how to pray. They know how to do all those things. And I just thank God for them. Amen. I love them so dear. I love you guys. Amen. But I want to encourage you to do that. It's time for us to get our life right with God. Amen. And I want to say that scripture again where Isaiah said, verse number 4, he said to them, Isaiah said to them, that are of a fearful heart, strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. So you don't have to worry about anything. That's why he sent Jesus, that you might be saved. That's why he came, that you might be saved. He came that you might know his love. And when you know that love and you have that perfect love of his spirit of love, it casts it out all fear. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We just thank God for his holy word. Amen. We thank God for every soul that's saved. Amen. To him be all of the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the announcement. I talked a little bit earlier about the ebook, The Heart Reflection. Amen. So I want to encourage you, if you have not purchased and downloaded my ebook, The Heart Reflection, that's my first electronic publication. The Heart Reflection, amen. It's only $2.99. It is a good read, amen. And we just created an author page there for it there on Facebook. So I want to encourage you to go over there and check it out. It's still under construction. I'm still working on it, amen. But you can go there and you can like it, and you can also follow the pages, amen. And we want to encourage you to do that, to purchase that ebook for $2.99, and then also on the author page that I've created on Facebook, you'll be able to get updates and on all our upcoming ebooks that we're going to write, amen. So you'll get announcements and different stuff there, and also and some encouragement as well. But we want to thank all you in advance who have already purchased this ebook. We thank God for you, and we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. We just thank God for this day. I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today from 5 to 6 p.m. They call us the Hour of Power, and Prophetess Mona Maria is the first half of the Hour of Power, and Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Then we have for you on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryle, from 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturdays, we have for you Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to these ministries. God is going to do a great work through these ministries. Amen. And I'm running out of time here. But I want to also encourage you to become a partner. If you want a monthly partner and give a monthly donation, when you do that, you get a lot of perks. So you can just hit me up on Facebook or anybody on the team, amen, and we will get you where you need to go to get that done. We do hope and pray that you had a great day today. We do encourage you, do not be afraid. Be strong and be not of a fearful heart. And we're going to get ready, get out of here. We're going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before his presence with the same joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. We encourage you to stay home, save lives, be blessed. Know that we love you here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. God loves you. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. And we'll meet you here next week at the same place at the same time here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you.